Dine in private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Felt great out there this morning. In fact, the best morning as far as temperature, we had 61 this morning. It really felt nice. And we have some good news, I think, for the weekend. A very warm day today, though. Upper 80s in front of the cold front. In other words, the front comes in late tonight in the wee hours of the morning. Maybe a couple of showers left over. I wouldn't bet the farm on that. It looks like slim pickings. But the overnight low tonight is 63. But tomorrow is comfortable. Who's got fair duty tomorrow? I do.
Oh, nice. Hopefully it won't be a downpour like it was last
week. Well, yeah.
And I don't think it will.
And sweaty hot. It won't be 79 right. to 80 for a high.
Oh, wow.
Nice tomorrow night, upper 50s. And then on Sunday, a new wrinkle has developed in the forecast. Say what? Yeah, scattered showers I've put in for Sunday. 50% daytime, 60% Sunday night. That's also going to affect the race at Talladega, maybe some showers. Could be some showers. I've got our high at 81 on Sunday. And then more showers Monday, Tuesday, and then another cold front middle of next week.
What's it going to be in Aggie Land Saturday in College Station?
College Station, Texas. Should be a nice day. I think it's going to be comfortable. They got that cold front that has it's coming this way, so it should be comfortable. I think it's going to be a nice day.
I went 5 years ago out there, and at kickoff it was 97 degrees.
Were you the 12th man?
I was the 45th man, I think. I felt like it when I got out of there. I didn't pee one time, and I drank so much water, I just sweated it out, you know.
Thank you for that report.
Well, it was interesting.
This morning, it's southeast winds at 9 miles per hour. That breeze is nice. It's 71 now here at 9:04.
Loving the weather.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Yeah.
It's finally fall.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, Rich.
Enjoy the fair.
Hope you guys have a good day. A good show.
You know, there's like a cornhole out there at the Blue Water booth.
Yeah. You know what I haven't had yet? The Polish sausage.
Sandwich. I need to get that.
I need to do that.
Well, you don't need to come to work the next day if you do. You need to be close to home.
I hear you. See you guys.
Bye. See you, Rich. And, before we forget, Jack.
The drawing.
Yes, the name game. The latest name in the name game is Brittany Herrig. Brittany Herrig, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour. You have a chance, if you call within the hour, to win a $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. So again, Brittany Herrig, called 396-5477 for your chance to win this $1,000 gift card. News and views will begin in mere moments.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W-30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road.
Through October 19th.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance, 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants, plus 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell on a fine, fine Friday morning.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right.
I'm glad to hear it.
Though, I mean, you walk in here, you're so rude, Jack, but it means I think you like me, but you're just telling me you're already tired of me.
I am tired of you already. It's been, what, 3 weeks today?
Yeah, but I'm not tired of you.
It's the longest 3 weeks of my life.
No, I'm loving it, Jack. I'm loving it.
I'm having a good time, Joey. I had a long discussion this morning with one of the managers over at Chappie's, Mike Costanza, who used to work at the Sahara restaurant for many years. And
Mike's kids went to school with me.
Catholic. He's a great guy. We just had a long chat about Montgomery and radio and everything else. So anyway, there's a great article this morning in the Montgomery Advertiser about our friend Alva Lambert.
It's
a really good, heartwarming story because Alva and I have been really, really great friends for, gosh, since we were at Alabama at the same time. He's one of my favorite people in the whole world, and he does some of the best impersonations. But the article's in the Montgomery Advertiser. You ought to read it. It's really good. And if you don't know Alva, you know you've heard him on here before. Paul Payne wrote this article. It's called Sincerest Form of Flattery, : Alva Lambert Impersonations Link Him to Alabama Legends. Anyway.
Oh, and he was great. He was so good. I've only had the chance to meet him the once, three Thursdays ago, and he was fantastic.
Yeah, and he's a lot of fun on top of that.
Giving out the Emory Fulmer.
Or
the George Weller's point of view.
And Howell Heflin does a great. Heflin does a great. George McMillan, who used to be lieutenant governor, does a great. Bill Baxley. He's one of the best I've ever seen. Anyway, how'd your show go yesterday?
I think it went all right. It was, a slower news day in the sense that, number one, locally, we're still, we had the big ramp to the mayor's election.
The big letdown. When I say letdown, I mean everybody's breathing a sigh of relief and catching their breath after that election.
Exactly. But, speaking of, doing impressions and impersonations, you reminded me of a story I found just before we came on air.
You know, I'd like to do Lindsey Graham. And play up his South Carolina lilt. You know, I grew up from humble beginnings, Jack. My daddy reared me in a pool room. I just have the fondest memories of those pool balls clacking together.
I would rather you have used the word raise than rear, but you chose that.
It means the same thing, all right? You know what we need to do more in Washington, D.C., Jack? We need to drink more and see what happens.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Did he really?
I think he's known for having, the wine parties and the drinking parties with a bunch of folks up in D.C.
My sister-in-law remarried after my brother died, and she married a guy who's on the board of trustees. He's emeritus now of Clemson. So they go to a lot of the games, especially the home games.
Yeah.
And they sit, in the president's box and all that. And, people come up there, Lindsey Graham and Haley, Nikki Haley and folks like that. My sister-in-law says that he's really delightful.
Oh, I'd love to hang out. I'd do my impersonation right to his face because it's just a caricature. But, I've been doing my Lindsey Graham because, Lindsey
has been fit to be tied. I don't even know what that means. It just means I'm angry.
That he likes to be tied up, one of the two.
Well, I'm upset. Let's not talk about my personal life, okay, Jack? What we need to do is tell Turkey and Erdogan he needs to stop it with the Kurds. President Trump made a big mistake. He made a big mistake moving U.S. troops out of the way. But here's the story I found right before we came on air, Jack. Lindsey Graham in August was caught up in a prank. A notorious pair of Russian pranksters who have previously prank called Senators Mitch McConnell and fight with me, my friends. Fight with me. John McCain. That's my whole impersonation of John McCain. Fight with me. Fight with me. Keep America strong. May he rest in peace. They duped Lindsey Graham, these Russian pranksters, posing as the Turkish defense minister. So these two pranksters get on the actual phone with Lindsey Graham, pretending to be the Turkish defense minister. This is now, I suppose, it could have been just silly news, another prank, but given what's going on between Turkey and the Kurds, and the fighting has heated up in the northeastern part of Syria, this corridor, long time animus between these two groups. But this week, for folks who don't know what's been going on, Lindsey Graham and several other Republicans broke with the Trump administration and were heavily criticizing the Trump administration for the sudden decision it was. It caught everybody off guard, Trump's call here, not to interfere in Turkey's ongoing military incursion of northern Syria. This threatens the Kurds, who allied with the United States to take on ISIS. But here's the interesting thing. In this August prank call, where these Russian pranksters are pretending to be the Turkish defense minister, Lindsey Graham told the fake defense minister that he believed the Kurds posed a threat to the Turks. Now, that's a significant departure from what Lindsey Graham has been saying in public. And it's interesting how some of these pranksters get people. And, you know, you've worked around, you know, political offices. You worked with Emory Fulmer, I know, for a long time.
No, I worked for him for like 6 months, but it was the longest 6 months of my life.
Okay, fair enough. The way you talk about it, it seems decades.
I have fond memories of that campaign.
But you've been in around political ties and campaigns and offices and all that. I'm amazed that somebody like Lindsey Graham, for instance, who is a veteran, who is a pretty wily actor up there in Washington, D.C., he gets caught up in this prank call. Adam Schiff gets caught up in the prank call, I think, by the same guys. Mitch McConnell. All these folks keep getting pranked. How is it that somebody gets on the other end of a line with a senator pretending to be a foreign leader? Aren't there ways to verify this stuff?
See, I'm with you because a lot of people have been duped. Well, wasn't Schiff duped?
Yeah, that's the one where he's like, we have naked photos of Trump, Mr. Schiff. Well, is there any way you can send those to us? Oh, it would give it right to you, Mr. Schiff. It's like, why is Adam Schiff, number one, asking for naked photos of Trump? Like, how is that germane to any investigation? It just seems absurd. Well, maybe that could be used as leverage over Trump. Sure. But you want the leverage, it sounded like, Adam.
Yeah, he's a joke.
But it's amazing that these folks have pulled this off. I'm not even going to try to venture these Russian names for the first time just reading them. But it's two guys that have long been doing these prank phone calls around the world. And so far,
Is this like Barat?
Well, yeah, like Barat. Very nice. No, I'll try. Okay. Alexei Stolyarov and Vladimir Kuznetsov. They got through to Graham. And in serious news, I mean, because of this incursion by Turkey into Syria to take on the Kurds, as of reporting this morning, the Turkish campaign has so far resulted in the deaths of at least 100 Syrian Democratic Forces fighters. Now, but here's, I've talked about this a little bit yesterday, Jack. Like, there's no good option in foreign policy usually. And there's certainly no good option in a multifaceted, multi-angled civil war in Syria. What is the United States and President Trump supposed to do? Just keep the U.S. troops? Are we supposed to fight Turkey, who's a NATO ally? Not a reliable partner, mind you. I think Turkey serves as a huge problem. We might as well call Erdogan, not President of Turkey, but Sultan of Turkey, given the amount of power he now has in that country. But now Russia's made best friends with Turkey, though Turkey sees Russia as their longtime, opponent. They're essentially the historically speaking, the thorn in Turkey's side. It has always brought him down a peg. But just the fact that out of this prank phone call, Lindsey Graham gets caught talking about how the Kurds are, in fact, a threat. The YPG is a threat to Turkey. Is remarkable to me that it took a prankster to get this fact out. Trump is being criticized by Graham. Here's what Graham said in an interview on Monday morning.
This impulsive decision by the president has undone all the gains we've made, thrown the region into further chaos. Iran is licking their chops, and if I'm an ISIS fighter, I've got a second lease on life.
Now, the big worry with ISIS, Jack, is that in this region, I think something like 1,000, 2,000 ISIS fighters were being held prisoner. So what's going to happen to those folks in the midst of the fighting? Are some escaping and whatnot? And now Erdogan, the Sultan of Turkey, is threatening to let 1 million refugees into Europe. So everything's so wonderful. I wonder what Angela Merkel has to say about all that.
Who cares?
You do a good German accent, though.
No, I don't. I'm not going to be like you and try miserably to imitate people.
Well, fine. Fine.
Just kidding.
You see how it is here, folks. But last night, I was telling Jack off air. I was talking to you off air.
I know.
There was a town hall on CNN.
Oh, yeah.
An LGBTQ town hall with the Democratic candidates for president. And a lot of things were said. There were some awkward moments because as much as some of these folks try to act so, so woke, occasionally there are just weird moments. Apparently there's this one. It was Kamala Harris. She talked about her pronouns. Because that's a big thing now. It's not just man or woman. It's not like he or she. And you can't, don't you dare, Jack, assume somebody's gender. Don't you dare do that. So this big kick is like, what are my preferred pronouns? Like in Joey's case, it would be he and his and whatnot. So Kamala Harris starts by talking about her preferred pronouns.
But first, let's welcome Senator Kamala Harris. Welcome the Senator.
There's Fredo introducing her. Wait, hold on. Let me pause this. The radio audience can't see this, Jack, but was Kamala Harris riding a horse before she walked out on stage?
Little bow-legged.
Yeah, she's
like, maybe Willie Brown came to see her.
Anyway,
good to see you. Good to see you, Senator. Thank you for joining us.
How are you?
Yeah.
And thank you. And my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
She, her, and her?
She, her, and her.
Mine, too.
What did you just do, Fredo? Fredo! Chris Cuomo. So she said, my preferred pronouns are
she, her, and
hers.
Hers.
And Fredo, Chris Cuomo said, mine too. This is what I mean by awkward moments, as woke as some of these networks are. Like, is that okay in PC liberal land to make a joke about preferred pronouns? I guess Fredo will get away with it because he is Fredo and everybody knows, well, he's pretty ineffectual. And other things were talked about. This one is from Elizabeth Warren. She was asked by a supporter, what if a traditional, you know, type of person comes up to you and talks to you?
Let's say you're on the campaign trail and you're approached.
You have been. Yes.
and a supporter approaches you and says, Senator, I am old-fashioned, and my faith teaches me that marriage is between one man and one woman. What is your response?
Well, I'm going to assume it's a guy who said that. And I'm going to say, then just marry one woman. I'm cool with that.
So she's discounting the Mormons.
Well, listen to this.
Assuming you can find one.
Yeah, because people that believe in traditional marriage, they don't ever find somebody to marry. I'm sure that goes over really well, too, with the black community in South Carolina.
Is that where they were?
No, this was in Los Angeles, the city of angels.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they weren't affected by the blackout out in California, which the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is blaming on greed. Yeah, that's when a power grid goes down, Jack. That's the first thing I think of. Greed did this. Not some technical malfunction. Not that it's too hot out there in California still going into the month of October. Not that the state is badly mismanaged. No, just greed caused the blackout.
Well, if there's a blackout in Los Angeles, you can bet there's going to be a hell of a lot of looting going on.
And here's the thing. I don't have a problem with the government expanding the franchise of marriage. Where I do have a problem, and honestly, I think the government should get out of the marriage game, and I thought this before the Obergefell gay marriage decision from the Supreme Court. All that said, it's fine in my mind if people want to get married, legally speaking, go get married.
It's a piece of paper.
Right. All that said, where I have drawn my own personal line is I've talked to, for instance, my uncle, Bill, who some might call Father Bill, others might call Monsignor Bill. He's a priest in the Catholic Church. He was at Auburn for over a decade as a pastor, and I think they moved him down to a basilica down in Mobile. I don't know about all the ins and outs of the Catholic Church, but talking to him, he doesn't have a problem with generally the politics of this. Where he is very concerned is that somebody's going to come to his church and say to lesbians, to gay men, say, we want you to marry us. And he's going to say respectfully, because he's a respectful guy, considerate guy, we don't do that here. I mean, he has turned away straight couples because they didn't meet his standards in the pre-counseling before marriage. He takes this stuff very seriously and takes that obligation of marrying people very seriously. And so because of Catholic teaching, he's going to say, no, respectfully, no, that is not up with church teaching. Beto O'Rourke, he's the one who said, I think, the most outrageous thing at this town hall in Los Angeles last night on CNN. He claims that he wants to revoke the tax-exempt status, of churches that oppose same-sex marriage. Here's Beto.
This is from your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans.
Congressman, thank
what an idiot.
What a moron.
What if a church stays silent on the issue? I guess they'll lose their tax. So you have to openly come out for gay marriage before, right, in order to get a tax-exempt status.
And the reason we have tax-exempt status for churches, as well as other nonprofits, by the way, but churches in particular, is so we don't get into this stupid game of micromanaging every single church and denomination and different faith in, under the sun, because we have religious
freedom.
Well,
churches don't belong in politics anyway, and that's my opinion. That's why I'm not crazy about this pope that
we
have.
He just added, and I'm always, like I said earlier in the week, skeptical of news coming in about the pope. And by the way, the number, folks, if you want to join in the conversation, did you watch this CNN town hall? Do you want to do an impersonation like Alva or myself? Have you been called in a prank phone call? 272-9228 is the number to call and talk to us. But this is just absurd. Beto O'Rourke going way, way too far in this regard. And, you know, I think people should be free to express themselves. If churches want to express themselves, I think they can. We might have a slight disagreement there, Jack. I think sometimes it gets a little too much, where if all your pastor or preacher or whomever is talking about is politics, well, then you should be a little skeptical, but that's up to the congregation to decide. But I think if somebody has a deeply held opinion on a given issue, like a moral issue, say abortion or marriage or helping the sick and the poor and the hungry, these sorts of things, they're free to talk about it. There's just some overlap. But what worries me about this, Jack, is that there's no sense of private space, like freedom, like just to have your own private space. Like, a gay couple that went to my uncle at his Catholic church and he said no, they could easily go to a courthouse. They could go to all sorts of the Episcopal church. They could go to a Unitarian church. They could go all sorts of places to get married. And that's where, it becomes less about freedom and equality and more about we're going to use the force of government to make you accept us on our terms.
Yeah.
And I think that is a bridge too far. It's too far, I think, when conservative Christians do it. It's too far when the new loony left does it. It is too far when anybody does it and tries to force their opinion on people with the government. It's one thing to, you know, you can propagandize and try to persuade people all you want, in my humble opinion. But using the government, and Beto O'Rourke is just a joke. Where is he at in the polls? What, 1%, 2%? He wants to take your guns. He wants to get rid of tax-exempt status for a lot of churches, if that's his standard. He wants to do all sorts of things that are just absurd. And the fact that this guy who lost to Ted Cruz in a Senate campaign is still on the presidential stage is a joke.
Oh, I totally agree. Can't even carry his home state.
Absolute joke. But let's go to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
272-9228.
How you doing, Charles Hollis?
Charles Hollis.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
All right. What's going on?
You spoke of Willie Brown earlier.
Yes.
Free safety for the Oakland Raiders.
Not that Willie Brown.
Yes, who Willie Brown is. That's Kamala's first lover.
It was the free. I thought it was the mayor of what, San Francisco?
He was.
That was him.
That was him. He was the free safety too.
After playing ball for the Oakland Raiders, he became mayor of San Francisco.
He has a storied career.
I stand corrected, yeah. Charles. I apologize.
Yeah, he was free safety, ward number 24. He was on the field when Franco Harris made that miraculous catch, and the Pittsburgh Steelers beat him. But he played a fellow from down in the Mobile area by the name of Stabler. Stabler was quarterback, and he had Lawrence. Lawrence was from the Mobile area, but they couldn't go to school together at that time because of segregation. Lawrence went on to Florida A&M. Then he had Upshaw. He had a wide receiver by the name of Branch, tied in by the name of Casper. He had a defensive end from a place called the U. They called him the Stork. But those were Raiders' heydays when they were winning ball games. And of course, John Madden was their coach.
Oh, what a wild man. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is a real Willie Brown is Kamala's boo, as they say. No, seriously.
I know. We've heard the reports, yeah.
That's a term that, because he even said that he got her started. But you were saying that she looked like she was.
She was just riding a horse before she walked out of the stage. It was like, were you sitting too long? I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to speak about Willie Brown. All pro safety, Oakland Raiders, ward number 24. I don't know what college he came out of, but anyway, back in the day.
But what do you have to say at the end of the call?
Trump on, my brothers. Trump on.
Charles is a great caller.
Great caller. Great listener. He's a fixture here in Montgomery. And speaking of Trump on, we have audio from the Trump rally last night. It was raucous inside the building.
I love it. And look at the crowds he's bringing. It's just unbelievable. They cannot beat him at the ballot box, y'all. That's why they're going after him through this impeachment. That I think they're just going to drag on and on because they know it's not going anywhere.
And did you see it got raucous outside of the building, too?
I want to hear all about it.
We'll get into
that. I had
that.
A news blackout last night. I was living in Los Angeles or something.
Probably good for your health.
Oh, you know I get sizzled up.
We'll be right back. More News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this. 272-9228 if you want to join in.
Not too long ago, I went to a theater, and I saw the cool in a gang show. I always wanted.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-337-4548. That's 800-337-4548. 800-337-4548.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
Is that the Thompson triplets?
Thompson twins, Jack.
Oh.
We'll get it right. I know you love this song that
I
much.
I do. So. I love the Thompson twins.
I do. I like some of the 80s pop.
I like Howard Jones,
right.
Some Madonna. Well, I'm a queer from way back.
Well, real quick story before we get into Trump at the rally. Another story from the rally last night. I love when two of my favorite things converge together. In this case, it's politics regarding Donald Trump. It's my favorite artist of all time, Prince. I'm real excited for the 1999 reissue coming out in November. It's going to be amazing. A lot of unreleased tracks. It's going to be cool. They released one earlier today, and I listened to it. It sounds amazing. But not to bore people with my fandom, the reason I'm bringing this up is that the Prince estate has sent a cease and desist or like a rights royalties request to the Trump campaign, because the rally last night was in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And so, at the end of the rally, they played Purple Rain, which is a great...
Oh, it's a great song.
Great song. Amazing song. But the Prince estate is not too happy. And despite the politics, and despite Prince being a Jehovah's Witness, so I don't think he voted or took blood transfusions or whatever, and he really would, like, you hear a knock at your door, it's like, oh, no, it's a Jehovah's Witness again, and it, oh, wait, it's Prince! despite all that, I think he did support Black Lives Matter at the end of his life. I think he did play a private show at the White House for Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, so I don't think he'd be a fan of Donald Trump. Though, in 1990, he wrote a song for the time called Donald Trump Black Version. Maybe that's what you need, a man who can fulfill your every wish, your every need. So Prince has a long history with Trump. But because Trump played Purple Rain at the end of the rally, the Prince estate was really mad at him.
Oh,
really, really mad. And I saw the headlines earlier today, so I had to bring that up. But also, Trump was on fire last night. That's, I think, his true element, where he can get in front of a huge crowd of thousands who love him and just riff.
You know what's really interesting about him, this dynamic, really, is that he is a billionaire, and poor people connect with him.
Yeah.
They don't resent him. They don't think he earned it dishonestly. They think he worked hard for it, and they love his don't give a you-know-what style.
Well, he's a billionaire who never was brought into the billionaire elite club, so to speak.
Well, he connects, and like nobody I've seen since Ronald Reagan. Right. I mean, I know Barack Obama connected with certain elements of society that are, all liberals, basically.
When I was
regardless of color, well, but
I'll be honest, Jack, when I was 17, 18, Barack Obama spoke to me in a way, like the no red state, no blue state, no black or white, that very hopeful, aspirational thing. But then he wasn't that at all.
No, he talked a good game, and he was a great orator, even though he talked like Yogi Bear. But he was a great orator, and anyway,
Trump connects better than anybody since Reagan with Republicans. And the working class, let's not forget a lot of Democrats, former Democrats, in places like Minnesota and the rest of the Rust Belt, voted for Donald Trump. And in many ways, they voted for Reagan, though I guess Reagan in 84 won every state other than Minnesota. That was Mondale's home state, I believe.
Now, if you look at this crowd standing behind Trump, I know our audience can't see it. It is sprinkled with middle to older age as well as young people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very interesting.
Well, look at them, though, Jack. They're all white. It's almost like white people are a majority of the country.
I know, but...
Not here in Montgomery.
Well, you're not... Probably not a lot of... I don't know what the black population of Minneapolis is, but it may reflect the population.
It's just silly that we even have to. That even comes to my mind.
I know, and I don't know why you said it, but I can.
It's because I like to throw out that nonsensical way of viewing the world occasionally, just to remind folks that it's out there. But here's the clip we have pulled up, and so I'm going to give a little disclaimer. There's the president says what some might consider a naughty word. But I think it's allowed.
You can say it on the air now.
You can say it on the air now. So if you have small children and you don't want ASS to be heard, you can, switch over and come back here in a little bit, in like a minute or two. But here is President Trump last night. Here's one of the lines that really killed the crowd.
My father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator.
Biden.
He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
Listen to the crowd.
He's not even smiling.
No, he's walking around.
They're clapping so loud that...
He's holding the hands up now.
He goes, it's true.
It's true. It's true.
True.
I'm looking forward to this campaign. I'm looking forward to getting away from the stupid impeachment scandal crap. Well, and actually getting into the campaign, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Because the Democrats are always prone, especially Joe Biden, to say all sorts of goofy crap. And Trump is very prone. Like, he's just getting warmed up,
Did you see him take after Jeff Sessions?
No.
Oh, my God.
We'll have to get into that.
What's his name? Sebastian Gorka interviewed him. It was our article in one of those Washington publications. And he said that he was a disgrace. He wished that Sessions had not endorsed him.
Oh,
and
good Lord.
He said, and I gave him the attorney general because he, basically endorsed me early, and he wanted it so badly. And he just said, it wasn't nice. But, that's how he feels.
Yeah, I guess he's holding that grudge.
Well, it's, in a way I understand it.
Oh, sure, but man.
Because, here's a guy that could have saved the country 2 years of just total ridiculousness if he had just not done anything about Russia and just said, there's no proof, you know, go to hell, I'm not investigating it. But instead, I think Rosenstein talked him into, well, you know, Jeff, you've got to do the right thing. And
the more we're learning, it seems Rosenstein was not a good guy in this situation.
No, no, he was not a good guy.
He was playing a very dirty
role. I think that he lied to the president when he said, oh, that was ridiculous about me wearing a wire. That was a joke. It was not a joke.
No, and he had cabinet members lined up to invoke the 25th Amendment.
I wonder who they were.
It's amazing how much has happened in this administration in just 2.5-3 years.
Well, and that is one of the problems that you have as an outsider.
Yes.
Jimmy Carter had it. You get up there, and you have to rely on the old guard to help you make appointments because you want to appoint cabinet people with experience who are going to make you look good. But I'm going to tell you, to me, and Charlie Schneider told me this, he used to work for George Wallace, and I was working for Guy Hunt, and I went to see him one day, and I said, you know, I'm worried about some of these people around Guy Hunt, these people that he got who smelled a victory there in October of 86 and all of a sudden supported him when they were not supporting him before. And I'm talking about Republicans who were going to be for Charlie Graddick, who at the time was a Democrat. I told Charlie, I said, I want your advice. You know, I just need to know what's going on. He said, well, Jack, I'll tell you. He said, to me, the most important thing that a person can do when they're elected to office is to surround themselves with loyal people.
Yes.
They will learn the job. So if they're not all that experienced, at least you know they're on the team. I think what happened to Trump, he got up there, he put Reince Priebus as his chief of staff because he knew all the Republicans in the country.
Right.
I mean, having been the head of the Republican National Committee. And I don't think he served him well because they were appointing their buddies, not Trump's buddies, to some of these posts. And so the learning curve for a new guy from the outside is pretty tough.
Oh, yeah, it was a problem for Carter. It was a problem for Reagan early on, and it has been a problem for Trump. You don't have enough loyalists to staff the whole bureaucracy.
Now, Carter did it. He did engage in some buffoonery.
True.
He had Hamilton Jordan and Jody Powell he brought from Georgia, but you know what? Those guys were loyal to him.
Right.
They may have been a little hayseedish at first, but they learned the job, and they were pretty good at it. By the end of his term, one term wonder Carter. But I just think that that's what happened to Trump, and that's why there's a lot of shakeup, because you don't really – you have people around who have experience, but they're not necessarily your people.
Right, and they're willing when they see something they don't like or they think they can get something to their advantage to throw you, the president, under the bus. But we got to hit a break here, Jack. Before we hit that break, folks, check out Express Fitness 24/7 over on Zelda Road. There are locations all over the River Region, but I'm going to the Zelda Road locations where I'm working out pretty much every day now, unless something comes up. I plan on doing leg day, for instance.
Do you do upper one day and lower the next?
Yeah, push-pull on Monday, then I did like weighted ab stuff on Tuesday, and then on
You're so butch.
Wednesday I did like, you know, hang cleans, and yes, I am butch, thank you very much. Hang cleans and kettlebell swings, and yesterday we did some more chest and push stuff, and today we're going to do legs. I'm hitting it hard, but you don't have to hit the heavy weights if you don't want to. They have all sorts of great cardio equipment, whether a row machine or treadmills or elliptical machines. They have the free weights and the big power racks to do the heavy compound lifts, but they also have kind of the cable weight machines. So they have everything, essentially, is the point. And with it being a 24/7 facility, when you become a member for a low monthly fee, no long-term contracts, you have 24/7 access to make it work whenever it pleases you and works with your schedule. So check them out, folks. If you want to go to the Montgomery location, give Alex Snyder a call. He's the guy I'm working out with. He's the owner over there at Zelda Road. 386-8689. 386-8689. That is the number for the Montgomery location. But check out their website, expressfitness24, the number 24.com. You can find all the locations here in the River Region. Prattville, Wetumpka, Pine Level, Clanton, and again, Montgomery here on Zelda Road. Check them out. I'm loving working out at Express Fitness. It's been nearly a year now, and I keep coming back. It's good to look better in the mirror, but it's better as a discipline mechanism, get me in the right headspace every day, like I'm really accomplishing something, or else it's too easy to sit up here on my butt and talk. And
you're good at that.
Yeah, indeed I am. Takes one to know one, though, Jack. We'll be right back, folks. More news and views after this quick break.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your weekend forecast. Today, very warm again with a high in the upper 80s. A good bit of sunshine with clouds increasing later. There could be some spotty showers by late tonight as that cool front sweeps through the state. I think the chances are small. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, comfortable Saturday with a high 79, 80, something like that. Nice tomorrow night, low in the upper 50s. Pleasantly cool. I think Sunday's high will be around 81, but some new wrinkles in the Sunday forecast. Scattered showers, especially by afternoon and evening. In fact, I think the chances are as high as 60% by Sunday night. And then more scattered showers in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday before another cold front middle of next week. from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah. Why do you want to play this song?
Because I like it. You don't like Freedom 90 by George Michael?
It's okay.
I think you actually love it, and you're just trying to get me
on. Now, this, I don't like this song. I do like some of George Michael. I liked it. I like Wham. That was an 80s for sure. Yeah. I mean, the haircut, everything.
The oversized shirts. All
yeah,
that stuff.
Because one of my favorite quotes in the world is, guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Yeah, that song is a guilty pleasure. That saxophone at the beginning, Careless Whisper.
That's a great song.
No, I just like Freedom 90 for reasons I won't go into, but it reminds me of a certain lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't want to talk about it.
Right. I don't think it would be appropriate. But we have more audio from the Trump rally.
All right, let's hear it.
Wait, before I play.
Oh, you got to do something important.
No, what I'm going to tell you is give you a little more context here. Outside of the Trump rally, things are getting nasty. Not nasty in a good way. Nasty in the sense that protesters were outside. The mayor of Minneapolis said the police couldn't wear their protective gear helmets. Because it would look intimidating. While protesters were throwing rocks, bottles, urine. It was like a Mexican wrestling match, throwing bags of urine at people, which is a common thing down in Mexico at wrestling.
Well, it's a territorial thing. Like a male dog.
You can't tickle me like that.
It's like cats from the neighborhood.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Anyway, it was just getting ridiculous, and I'm worried, not really about the integrity of the election, but we do need to hold on to a degree to our institutions, because I have never thought to myself, I'm so mad about politics, I'm going to go out in the street and throw my own urine at somebody. Like, where the hell is that coming from?
Well, let me tell you something. You know what is akin to putting honey on your body and falling in a fire ant bed? Is protesting at a Trump rally. That's about as dangerous. Yeah. Let me tell you. Just, you know, let people assemble in peace. I don't care if they're, what political vent they are. Let them have their fun. And you can have your fun later.
It used to be that the ACLU would defend, say, neo-Nazis marching through the streets.
Right.
As long as they're not, you know, being overtly violent. I mean, this is... Freedom of speech is serious, folks. And if you want to restrict freedom of speech, you have to assume that the people that will be able to restrict it will be the worst among us. You have to assume that, or else you're naive on how government actually works. So, this is now some of the audio from inside the venue. Thousands of people, raucous crowd. Trump's
where was it?
In his element. I can't remember the
like
name.
Like a civic center of some kind.
Yeah,
some arena.
Yeah, some big arena. I think it was a 20,000 seat arena. So it was a large.
So
arena.
It was packed.
Yeah, it was in Minneapolis. It's not saying here on this clip, but this is Trump talking about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Well, one. Let me say this.
Okay.
Minneapolis is not known for being a conservative. Bastion by any stretch.
So here's the president talk about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Do you remember that just 19 minutes after I raised my hand and took the oath of office, the Washington Post, a terrible newspaper, that doesn't know how to write the truth, published a story. And in this case, they might have gotten it pretty correct. They said, the campaign to impeach President Trump has begun. That was the headline. Little did we know they weren't playing games. Think of that. That was 19 minutes after the oath of office. months earlier, Peter Strzok.
Oh, here it comes.
Remember, he and his lover, Lisa Page. What a group. She's going to win. 10 million to 1. She's going to win.
Pantomiming me a phone call.
I'm telling you, Peter, she's going to win. Peter, oh, I love you so much.
I love him at Rowan's.
I love you, Peter. I love you too, Lisa. Lisa, I love you. Lisa. Lisa. Oh, God, I love you, Lisa. And if she doesn't win, Lisa, we've got an insurance policy, Lisa. We'll get that son of a bitch out. We got an insurance policy. And we're living through the insurance policy. That's what it is. The phony Russia hoax.
Man.
Lisa, I love you. Now, the do-nothing Democrat con artists and scammers are getting desperate. 13 months, I got to move fast because they're not beating us at the polls and they know it, despite the phony polls that you see all the time.
So we got to stop there because we're running out of time. But this is, like, come on. That is great stuff, isn't it?
Lisa, I love you.
Lisa, oh, Lisa, Lisa.
Oh, he's so funny.
Oh, he really is. Let's quickly go to the phones and talk to David. David, how you doing this morning?
That put me in a really good mood. that is
there a race this weekend?
I'm telling you, man. Oh, yeah, there's the Japan F1.
Oh, well, who cares about that when you got Talladega, David?
Who cares about Talladega?
A lot of people. Believe me, I don't either. I don't either. But if you've been up there and seen 100,000 rednecks in one place, that's it.
Well, unfortunately.
And my brother was one of them.
I shouldn't say unfortunately. Fortunately, I'm not a redneck. I'm a little higher crust. Hey, you know, I just came in on you guys' show. You know, I was reading this morning where they had 72,000 people wanting tickets to see Trump there in Minneapolis and on a 20,000-seat venue. And it also said that the mayor had turned up the heat in the venue intentionally to try to make people uncomfortable and then move the portalettes 2 miles away. So anyone standing in line could not use a portalette.
That is absolutely absurd.
This guy's an asshat. That is stupid. Yeah. Excuse me, pardon me.
Yeah, you know, on top of telling police they couldn't wear their riot gear, you know. So, I mean, that guy's just, he's Pete Buttigieg times 10. So, you know, unfortunately. But anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David. Well, that's interesting. Now, turn up the heat, huh? Man. And I don't mean in the figurative sense.
Yeah, I don't understand doing that. It's because you're doing it to your own population at this point. Breaking news about Governor Kay Ivey. Says this from AL.com. She's completed radiation treatments, expects full recovery from the small lesion lung cancer they found on her. That's great news.
It is great news.
Good news, Kay. We'll keep praying for you. We got to hit this break. More news and views. Second hour begins in mere moments. Oh, shit.